You're listening to Building Health with Dr. Melina Roberts, offering valuable information to help you lead a healthy life.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Melina Roberts, and I want to talk about the two ingredients which will make our brain optimization program successful. Now, I'll just tell you a little bit about our brain optimization program, because I think that this is an important program really for all of us, where we would all benefit from going through this program. Because what the brain optimization program helps to do is it helps to clear that subconscious trauma from the nervous system so that we can have a nervous system that functions properly and is in coherence. And when it functions properly, then it's able to effectively heal the body. So what ingredients that need to happen in order for this program to be successful is that, first of all, we need to be open-minded. You need to be open-minded to something that's very different. It's very different than counseling, psychology. It's different than really any other sort of therapies that are traditional therapies that are out there. It's very different because it's using the latest neuroscience in order to be able to cause neuroplasticity really rapidly. And what has to happen is that we need to get you into a state where your body is able to clear that stress from the nervous system, but without re-traumatizing the body or the nervous system, and just be able to get that nervous system back into balance or back into coherence. So, number one ingredient to making sure that this program is successful is that we need to be open-minded to a different approach to health. And number two is that you need to feel safe. You need to feel safe in this environment or in these sessions, because we are going to be asking you to be vulnerable, and you need to feel safe in order to relax and let that nervous system be shifted and changed. And so I think that those are two really important aspects. And if we have those, if we have people who are open-minded to something that's different and that they're feeling safe in that environment in order to run those sessions, that this can be a very successful program where we're able to clear all of the subconscious deep trauma that's left on the nervous system. And all of us have trauma on the nervous system. It's just a matter of, anything we call trauma is that it's stuck in the nervous system. It just keeps replaying in the nervous system. And the therapy that that's happening in terms of that brain optimization program is just like, instead of that replaying, that trauma replaying over and over again on that nervous system and causing a stress in that nervous system. And we see that stress when we do things like the heart rate variability. And when we do that heart rate variability test and we see that there's an imbalance between the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system, we can see that there is stress on that nervous system, whether people realize it or not. And in most cases, this is very subconscious. It's not part of what they consciously realize is going on. And that leaves an imprint on that nervous system and then affects how that nervous system functions. And so what is happening in that those sessions is that we're going through and just basically like closing a chapter in the body, in that nervous system, so that that doesn't keep replaying. And then it allows that nervous system to be able to get into coherence and get into balance.
Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please like it, share it with your friends and family, make a comment below, help us spread the word of creating health. You've been listening to Building Health with Dr. Melina Roberts. Continue to learn, grow, and build health.